We're going to close out our show today with some sabiduría, or words of wisdom, from a young woman whom we found charming and inspiring. Her name is Anna Samake. She's a student at Antioch College in Ohio, and she's a dedicated soccer player. Anna came to the United States from Mali in 2013. She attended and played for an international high school in the Bronx. Anna's experiences playing soccer in Mali and the opportunities she saw here in the United States motivated her to fight to preserve those opportunities when they were threatened to be taken away. Last year in May, Anna spoke before a crowd at the Green Space at WNYC in New York City, and she told her story. It's a story we think captures the essence of soccer's value and the way in which the sport can inspire so much more than just a win. Here's Anna Samake.
I migrated to the U.S. 2 years ago, almost three. And when I was seven, I was living with my dad and my brother at the time. My dad used to be very busy, and my brother would babysit me. So at 5 o'clock every day, his friends would come over because he couldn't go out. So they would come, and they would start kicking the ball and playing. But I was too small for 7 years old. So I would sit down and be like, can I join you guys? And they would say, no, you're too small. And it was all guys, and I was the only girl. I would sit down on the corner, like, watch them play. I did that for 2 years. 2 years, every day at 5 o'clock, I would sit and just watch them. That's when I realized that this is something I really want to do. Because I thought it was just kicking the ball in every direction. But when I started understanding that it wasn't about just kicking the ball, but it was about something that unites people, that brings people over to my house at five. No. That was when I started liking it. When I turned nine, one day they were having a game. So they decided to divide a team into. And they were 21. So when they divided, it was 11 and 10. So it wasn't even. And then my brother said, so my sister can join. Let her stay at the goal and catch the ball and not do anything else. So we'll put people in front of her so she doesn't have to work a lot. But even though it was just a small role, I was happy that they even considered me playing with them. So I stood there and stopped all the balls. I was even telling them, oh, no, this is not how you do it. And then at the end of the game, they came to me. They was like, how did you do this? You never played with us. And I was like, yeah, but it's been 2 years. And I've been watching you. So I learned some stuff. So that was the first time ever that I joined a team. And I felt the need to prove myself this one time because I didn't know it was going to continue. But the next day when they started playing and I joined, they were just like, yeah, of course. So when I moved here in 2013, I was hoping to play sports because I watched a lot of movies, obviously, and I saw teams with shirts on, new shoes, and I was like, yeah, like if I come to the U.S., maybe, you know, I can be one of those high school girls. But that wasn't the case. So when I came, the same year we had co-ed soccer and we won the championship. Yes. But what we learned, sadly, this is going to be our last game because next year the city is getting rid of our league and we won't be able to play anymore. Then we went home sad and knowing that 35,000 students of color will not have sport the next year. That was something we couldn't sleep with. So we came together, we went to City Hall. The chancellor was giving a speech and we interrupted. So we said, like, we want sport. And I remember them saying that we were inappropriate because they didn't think that us coming and interrupting their session to tell them that we want sport wasn't important. So the next year, which is last year, we came together with students from other school. We practiced how to stand, how you will go, how to dress up. And we even learned about history. And when we went to City Hall this time, that's when everything started again. Because this time they were expecting us to do something inappropriate. But we went there as professionals and we told them what we wanted. Playing sport is a civil right that we should get. It's the only thing that can unite people. We all know that soccer is not a developed sport in the U.S. They have volleyball, basketball, and people told me that, why don't you join a basketball team? You are tall enough. But that's not what I want to do. It's not really what I want to do. And soccer is my passion and something I really like to continue doing. Because, like, it's really my life. Thank you.